This morning we are going to encounter a very strange looking instrument, but it's one that was specially made and made by somebody who's here in the room with me, and his name is Sean Riley, and he's a violinist, and he's got all sorts of impressive credentials, and many have it to do with performances with a lot of groups in Europe and England especially, and where else? You've performed everywhere.
I've traveled around the world performing for many years, but I've been to all over Europe, China, I've been over to Korea and Russia, and here I am.
And you've been fiddling since you were seven?
Since I was seven, a
Right.
very long time.
And where are you from originally?
I was born in Detroit, and I lived in St. Louis. St. Louis is home. And then New York for 6 years, London for 6 years, now
Wow.
Austin.
Yeah. And you're here working on your doctorate?
I'm here on my working on my doctorate. I have my doctoral comprehensive exams this week.
Oh boy, well, congratulations, because I know you're going to get a big success. Now, tell us the story of this strange little white piece of, it looks like it's made of fiberglass or something. I don't know. What is it? What is it?
So this is a 3D printed 6-string electric violin, and it has porcelain sculpting on the side of it, coming off of the side.
So now, is that part of the instrument, of the way you play it, or is
Absolutely not. It's not
it's
even necessary.
it's
It's just
just
aesthetic.
decorative?
It's just decorative.
I'll be darned.
Now, the reason it's there is because I built this violin to play a very specific piece. And this piece is
Now,
absolutely incredible.
I think we should first say, because most people probably don't even think about it, but violins have four strings.
Oh, they do. Absolutely. They have four strings, and they have, they're essentially a wooden box that amplifies the sound. And this is completely different. It's not like a regular violin. It's all plastic, one long piece of plastic in the
No
back.
resonating cylinder for you,
Exactly.
nothing.
There's nothing here that's going to resonate that. It does change the sound slightly, but all the sound comes through this bridge right here and goes right into the amplifier.
So you amplify it in order for us to hear it.
Absolutely.
And this piece is tell us about the story of the piece and your encounter with it and why this instrument was made.
So this piece is written by a guy named John Adams. He's a Californian American composer who I've absolutely loved his music since I was very young. Got to work with him when I was in my undergrad.
How do you do all these things? You're only 31 years old. So you worked with John
I
Adams,
worked with John Adams,
the
and he
guy
was.
who wrote The Chairman Dances and Fast Ride and the Fast Machine. Something
Short
about.
Ride and a Fast Machine, and he has so many great works.
Yeah.
He has a couple violin works as well. I really wish he had written more of them, but he wrote a violin concerto. I wasn't the biggest fan of the violin concerto, but I keep going back to it to see if it gets any better. And I was wandering around the library and looking. I saw the violin concerto again. I was like, has it gotten any better this time? It still looked the same, but right next to it, I discovered in the library a new violin concerto that he had written. And I got so excited, like so excited. So I opened up the violin concerto, got out my phone and started listening to it, and I had to play it. It was amazing, an incredible piece. And then I looked closer at the score, and it said it needed a 6-string electric violin. I was like, oh, well, this is different. And so I.
So these have existed before,
They
or
have.
John Adams wouldn't have written one
They've
for us.
actually existed for hundreds and hundreds of years.
Really?
They have. So 6-string violins, 7-string violins.
Yes,
And
I knew
so.
back in the Baroque era there were a lot of weird things.
They really were. And so we got rid of them for a while, but it seems like we're bringing them back, just electrified. So, which makes it in some ways easier to play these, in some ways much more difficult. So, but this violin concerto needed a different violin that I didn't have. And so as I was walking downstairs, there's something called the Foundry in the Fine Arts Library, and they had 3D printers. And immediately
Your brain
my brain
clicked.
clicked, and I needed to make one. So I got trained to make them to use the 3D printers, and immediately realized I'm not very good at 3D design. So that was something that I had to figure out, and I learned how to do it, and I was still really bad at it. So I found a designer to help me out with the design on the computer, and then I found a sculpting artist, and we got a grant to spend the year making this instrument, and we did. And the very first time we printed it out, it looked horrible. Absolutely terrible, and it didn't work. So we printed out 3 different times, 3 different designs, until we were very pleased with this design. And it sounds amazing. It looks Very interesting. So the reason why it looks kind of scary, actually.
You know what it looks like is like something I would find at the dump bin at the thrift store.
Yeah, it does.
It does.
It really does. Yeah. And so it has these almost bone-like structures coming out of the side. Mm-hmm. But the whole purpose of this piece right here was an artist can come through and based on the music you're listening to, this is a canvas. They can make mm-hmm. something completely different. It doesn't affect the sound. It just affects the way it looks. And so someone else could have a completely different instrument just by changing that one piece. And all I had to do is print off a block and hand it to them. And there they go. So it's amazing. But so I have a 240-year-old Italian violin here with me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's beautiful. But if I scratch that, that's a major repair. If I break it, it's a $20,000 repair right there. For this thing, if I break it, press a button, and $10 later, I have a new violin. So, which is just amazing.
I can't even fathom it. Yeah. So you're going to, I hope, demonstrate sounds of both violins.
I will.
Play a piece for us or something like that. So,
absolutely.
Okay, so what would you like to do? We're speaking to Sean Riley, who is a 31-year-old doctoral student at the University of Texas at Austin. And he is, what are you going to play first?
So I'm going to play some of the 6-string electric violin. We're going to do some of the Domrat Big Sur. I'll do some selections.
So the John Adams piece.
The John Adams piece, okay. Yeah. And so, just so you know, that it's supposed to be with a massive orchestra. And it's the moment when you're going up to the coast in California, and it's just a sheer drop into the coast, and it's shocking. And that experience of feeling that is the Domrat Big Sur. And so we'll play some of that, and I'll do the first movement, some of the second movement. And then we'll do some of my other violin, maybe some meditation from Thais. We'll see where we get.
Great. Okay.